And thank you for joining us today on Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in program. I'm Brian Shields. November, just about 5 months away, it seems a Trump-Clinton face-off is likely. This weekend, Trump beat Clinton for the first time in the weekly average of head-to-head polls. A new poll out today from NBC News and SurveyMonkey shows a majority of Americans dislike both candidates. So what are we seeing here? Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok, is with us today to discuss the presidential campaign and more about this election. You can give us a call at 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can post comments on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop, and you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Alan, thanks for coming in today.
Well, okay. As you know, I'm sitting here in an undisclosed location with what's hanging on as a little bit of hoarseness or laryngitis. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm real interested. I'm real interested, Brian, in whether people think that Donald Trump can win this election.
What do you think?
I've been saying it for quite I've been saying it for quite a while. I think he can. I think the things that have been brought about. Out about him have been extraordinary, but there are those people who just don't care. His war against PC obviously has found a voice with many people. His wealth, because in this country, wealth is perceived as being success, means a lot to them. The fact that he keeps changing his mind is okay with a lot of people who say, okay, I change my mind also, and therefore it's okay. So he has, and most of all, Brian, he's an outsider. He considers himself an outsider. People hate the political system, and they are in the same way in the Democratic Party. They've been reaching out to Bernie. They're doing the same in the Republican Party. And despite the fact that everybody thought he couldn't win, he has. And so that's what I think.
The number to call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Alan, it seems for decades now, the political conventions have been well-scripted, well-rehearsed, very few surprises. This summer, though, could be different, don't you think?
Absolutely. The Democratic convention, right now, nobody really knows what Bernie Sanders is going to do. There are many people who are saying, look, you know, I voted for Bernie, but defeating Trump is the number one thing. There are those people who think that Bernie's going to go into the convention really being angry and wanting to make substantial change in the way Democrats and the party looks at things and is going to do that. And on the other hand, we do know that in the Republican convention, they are pulling together now. So I think, ironically, we are going to find that the Republican convention probably turns out to be more of a reconciled group than the Democratic convention.
Could the Democrats be facing another 1968 and another 1972, somewhat divisive convention, certainly 68, in which both of which led to defeats in November?
Yes, they could. And it's very scary. As somebody, I never, as you know, Brian, speak for the station, but speaking for myself, I find it very scary that a guy who is talking about building walls and attaching all kinds of terrible words to people of Hispanic culture has a chance of winning in this country. Women overwhelmingly don't like him, and yet there is a solid base of people who think that this guy is just what this country needs.
Could the running mates be more important this year to both campaigns than in decades?
I think so. I think that's probably true because people dislike both of these people, Clinton and Trump, so badly that that it might be helpful to have somebody who is more likable or who is more attractive to voters. So that while it has never proven to be that important, I think in this case, it is.
800-348-2551. Our first caller, Bruce in Kingston. Bruce, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alan. A few succinct comments and then at least one question. I've been following what you've been saying over the months about Trump winning. I think the election is up for grabs. I think you're been absolutely right. I started out by distrusting Hillary based upon her vote for the Iraq war after she had analyzed against it, and then I felt I was sucker punched. I happened to watch when the Senate was voting and really felt, my God, what is she doing? So I started out by, you know, feeling that Bernie couldn't win because he would be hit with being a commie Jew. But at this point, I feel that he has a better chance of beating Trump than she has. And what I don't know, there's a lot I don't know, is what the impact of this third-party run could be, which includes an ex-governor of yours, who's a very attractive politician, Governor Wells, is running with, I forget the guy's name, who's, Wells is going to be the vice president candidate. So what do you think about that? Is that going to take more votes away from the Democrats or the Republicans, or is it going to be kind of equal?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I can tell you this, that the that in the past, it is the Libertarians who have been closer to the Republicans. I think that the chances of this being terribly meaningful are not that good. And I think Weld, who's always been a bit of a character, is obviously thinking about, you know, I'd like to get in back in the game. But I don't see this as a way to get back in the game. And I have never seen, look, Ralph Nader, there are people who will tell you that Nader cost the Democrats that election. There are people who will tell you that, you know, third parties can raise awareness of issues with the major candidates. But I don't see it, Bruce. I don't see it. I don't think it'll mean a thing.
I see. Well, you know, I hope Bernie gets California and can get it. I think
well,
one of the unknowns is if there's another terror attack or attacks, that's going to push things toward the Republican, toward Trump's hands very, very quickly, unfortunately. And we don't know that. You know, we don't know what's coming.
Well, Bruce, I think California, just so you'll know, I think California, it doesn't matter what they do. They may well vote for Bernie. But she's got the nomination now. She's got the votes that she needs. So the idea that Bernie is still in it isn't. Now, I get a lot of mail by people saying, well, what if every one of the superdelegates change their votes? They won't. And they won't because Hillary has so many more votes, total votes, than Bernie does. Look, as you know, Bruce, I voted for Bernie. I like Bernie. I've interviewed him any number of times. But I truly think that right now he has the ability to sway this election to or from Trump.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Bruce. 800-348-2551. Presidential Politics Today with Alan Shartok. Let's talk to Catherine and Troy. Catherine.
Hi there. First off, I just want to say I voted for Hillary. I will vote for Hillary. I cannot fathom. I just absolutely cannot fathom that Trump is going to be the Republican nomination. I cannot believe, with all that he has said about women and anyone that is not a white male, that everyone that is not a white male doesn't vote against him. I just feel like if this man wins, we are going back to caveman days. I mean, he acts like a caveman. And that is incredibly frightening, and especially with the justice seats open. Do people not realize the enormity of this man being the president in terms of setting us back beyond decades? I don't know if you want to comment on that, Alan. And then secondly, I want to see Hillary.
How can I possibly say anything except what you're saying, except that, you know, you've said it all.
Okay. And then I do want to see, the Huffington Post did an outstanding article on, frightening but outstanding, on if Bernie takes a lot of these states on June 7th, the superdelegates could do to Hillary what they did the last time and give it to Bernie. And I don't understand why it's an assumption that Hillary's got it, because in my opinion, the superdelegates hold the key. And if Bernie takes a lot of these states, they could turn on her again. And then what is the purpose of all these polls pitting Hillary and Trump against each other and saying Trump's winning, and they're not doing any polls against Bernie and Trump? Can you comment on that?
Oh yes, they are. They've done plenty of them. Bernie does better against Trump. But then again, Bernie doesn't have the nomination, and they've been after Hillary from day one. So they've been beating the hell out of Hillary, and they've been leaving Trump alone. And frankly, I think they're leaving Sanders alone. I think they'd rather have Sanders because as the last caller said, you know what they're going to say about Sanders. Out's going to come the FBI file. Out's going to come all the other stuff. And middle America, I don't know. But she has, in the end, gotten a lot more votes than Bernie has. My vote went to Bernie. Don't get me wrong. But she's gotten a lot more votes.
All right, Catherine, thank you very much for calling 800-348-255. One more calls in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Habitat Post and Beam, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, designing and manufacturing energy-efficient post and beam homes and additions throughout the Northeast since 1972. Postandbeam.com. The Hanyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings. HanyonBakery.com. The Albany Rural Cemetery, hosting Times Union columnist Paul Grondahl's walking tour of the historic cemetery Monday, May 30th from 9 to 11. AlbanyRuralCemetery.org. The Arkell Museum at Canajoharie presenting Rembrandt, the consummate etcher and other 17th century printmakers. More on Facebook and ArkellMuseum.org. And the Hyde Collection, an art museum and historic house in Glens Falls, New York. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5 and Sunday, 12 to 5. HydeCollection.org.
The number to call, 800-348-2551, Presidential Politics with Alan Chartok today on Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. Alan, when Paul Ryan or Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts look at these polls that find a majority of Americans don't like Trump and don't like Clinton, do you think that maybe raises a spark about a possible third party or independent run?
Absolutely not, Brian. I don't think so. Brian, I wanted to read, if we can, two letters that have just come in.
Sure.
One from Arlene. Now, I have to say, I don't know that this to be true, but I'm going to read it anyway. And it says, Alan, Hillary does not actually have more votes than Bernie. Everything I've read, by the way, says she does. Since the caucus votes are not included in the tally, that's millions more votes for Bernie. See, that's the statement I don't think is right. Millions more votes for Bernie. It's a very misleading statement on anybody's part. But Arlene writes us quite frequently on these issues. Dan says, I post this as often as I can, calling on all and ons, Occupy, Black Bloc activists, Greens, Libertarians, Hamkusa, Black Panthers, Great Panthers, college students, and all that are good with a cobble rock and a length of gas pipe, too. Let's make Philadelphia look like Chicago in the 60s. They're stealing the election with their tyranny law. I hope not, Dan. Okay, Brian, what do you got?
Alan, let's make Chicago look like, let's make Philadelphia look like Chicago in the 60s. That's got to make some Democrats very nervous. It's only one email, but if that that opinion spreads, the party could be in real trouble.
I agree. It would be terrible. It would probably elect the Republicans. On the other hand, I was at the last Nixon reincarnation and in Miami, and boy, the smoke was flying. He was in real trouble politically, and yet he still won.
800-348-2551, 800-348-2551 from Great Barrington. It's Bruce. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hi, Alan. I'm putting my volume down, and I'm sorry, I'm in the car, so I haven't written down my notes. But two things I want to mention. One, Alan, I was very surprised, disappointed, or offended. I'm not sure which word I want to use on an article you wrote a couple of weeks ago regarding the schools and people who don't want to support school budgets. I just felt that was completely unfair and one-sided. You know, not supporting a school budget doesn't mean you're against education. It means you're trying to keep control of your taxes so you don't have to move out of your house. I can go into detail with you back and forth, but I just want to just say that there that I was really offended by it.
And I am, and I'm really offended. And by the way, whoa.
To get to where he is a result of Congress. Their inaction over so many years is the reason why people are so angry. But he's the one who was able to rally up the anger in people and focus it on specific nationalities or religions, much the way I believe was done in the 1930s.
Okay, Bruce, you want to?
It's why I mentioned that. But that's how the anger was brought together, and it was compounded from then. And the biggest issue I have is that everybody's concerned about who's going to win, but nobody has said who's going to be a better president, better person to govern.
All right, Bruce, let's let Alan chime in. All right.
Is Hillary Clinton, whether we like her, don't like
Bruce.
Her, problems with her. She's the
goodbye,
only one.
Goodbye, Bruce. Has got a, Bruce has
so
got
to stop there, turn my volume up, and hear what
goodbye.
You have to say. Thank you.
Goodbye to Bruce. Well, first of all, since he changed the subject, and I don't like that, I have to say that I am for education, and I'm opposed to those people who think that because they want to make something up, they want to cheat our schools and our children. And that goes especially for him. So I'm offended by him, and that's the first thing. And the second thing is, I mean, our kids should come first. They should always come first. And not this nonsense. Secondly, you know, he had his say, and I don't wish to comment any more on that.
800-348-2551. Let's go to Mark in Schenectady. Mark.
Hi, Alan. Here's the way I feel about this election. Bernie could become either a uniter or he could become another Ralph Nader in history. All right? It's time now for us to understand what is going on here. That you could, I'm all for having someone else run for president along with the main candidate. I think it does strengthen Hillary. It did strengthen Hillary, but now we're to a point where it'll tear her down to a point where she's got to focus now on two fronts. She's got to focus on Bernie Sanders. She also has to focus in on Trump. It's weakening her. And if there's any way that Trump could find a weakness and run with it, you know he will. And the more that we don't understand this, the better chance that we have that we're going to have Trump as president. And I think that's a real possibility right now, a real possibility, especially since you look at the polls that just came out. Where now they're showing a dead heat for both Trump and Hillary, although I do feel once Hillary starts to concentrate more on Trump and that Bernie Sanders gets on board, that may change a little bit. But I think right now it's a toss-up.
Any thoughts, Alan?
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with him. I think that this is what he has said really lays out the case as I see it. Yeah, exactly.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. That's 800-348-2551. Alan, it's early in the campaign, but it seems that Donald Trump is running as much against Bill Clinton as he is Hillary.
That's because Bill Clinton retired from the presidency, maybe the most popular president in the history of this country. And we know that when Bill gets on the campaign trail, it's going to be helpful. So I'm sure the Trump people are thinking, okay, the way we do this is we bring Bill down. And we don't care what we say. All of a sudden, for the first time, Trump is talking about Bill raping people. It's disgraceful. There's not a scintilla of evidence. We haven't seen this before. And here is this guy not caring at all about what he says. The main thing here is to win. I think it's disgusting.
800-348-2551. Let's talk to Lee in Albany. Lee.
Hi. I'm calling to share something disturbing that my son told me the other day. 21-year-old young man who told me that many of his friends and his acquaintances who had voted for Sanders in the primary are saying that if Clinton is the Democratic candidate, they're going to vote for Trump.
Yep. Yeah. So the reason for that is that they're voting against the entrenched system. They don't like it. They think it's unfair. They think the rich are getting richer. They are. They think that things in this country are unfair to the middle class, and they want to change. So instead of saying, okay, let's achieve this the right way. They're saying, let's take anybody who is really perceived as outside the system, and that's why they're doing it.
So one quick question to you, Alan. Do you believe them that when they actually step into the polls, will they really, into the polling booth, will they really vote for Trump? And second, if that is true, do you think that that, do you think that that will make a difference? Do you think that they could swing the vote substantially?
You know what it, you know, it's all about who turns out. You know, in the past, it has been the case that young people do not vote, and they don't vote in large
right.
numbers. So they didn't make a lot of noises. I remember talking to a huge political science class, and I said, how many of you know the name of your two state legislators? And I said, and don't bother to lie, because I'll call on you, and I'll ask you what they are. No hands go up. One guy puts up his hands, and he names his two United States senators. And I said, state senators. I said, state senators. I said, okay, now what would happen if your... If the state Senate voted wrong on what you consider wrong, not I'm not giving you what's right and wrong, but what you consider wrong on abortion, and they all started to yell, "We'll throw them out." So I said, "How can you throw them out? You don't know their names." So there is always the question of who turns out. Look, we know this. The people with the most resources tend to protect those resources by turning out. In other words, Republicans vote in larger concentrations of numbers. They have smaller numbers, but they vote in larger numbers. And we know that, unfortunately, people of African-American descent and people of Hispanic groupings do not vote in the same way that others sometimes vote. However, a lot of people voted in the last elections because of Barack Obama. Which is one of the reasons I think that if Hillary has the brains I think she has, she'll nominate somebody of color to be her vice presidential nominee. But you can never tell.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551. That's 800-348-2551. We're talking presidential politics. Let's take a quick break, Alan. Talk about the lockbox. How's it going?
Well, it's going very well. We have we're approaching that $200,000 mark. All kinds of people are sending in money. A lot of people want to issue challenges for the fund drive, and I'm very encouraged. Now, we have basically a week and a half now to make this large amount of money, $200,000. It seems like a lot, but it really isn't when you look at past performance. Now people get going. And it's just a question of whether we can make it by the first day of the fund drive. And so I'm encouraged. But again, it's all up to who turns out, just like in an election, and who wants to make a statement about what this means. It doesn't mean $1,000. It could mean $5. You go to WAMC.org, and you put your money in.
It's the lockbox at WAMC.org. Our number, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Alan, how does Hillary Clinton express the discontent and touch the discontent of the middle class and others without damaging her part in the Obama administration, without damaging the president's legacy, who, of course, is also a Democrat? That's got to be a tight rope to walk.
It is, Brian. And one of the things that I find most interesting is that many more people like Obama than like Hillary. Hillary's negative numbers are huge. So you would think, I remember a state assemblyman who decided during the Bill Clinton scandal that he was going to disassociate himself from Clinton. In a very unusual move, he lost. And he lost because people expect that you stay with your group. I think if Hillary tries to put any distance between herself and Obama, she's in big trouble.
But,
and I don't think that's going to happen. I think she knows it.
But how does she criticize the gap between the rich and the poor without bringing up the president who has been president for the past 7 years? How does she say, well, it all began before him? How does she handle that issue?
Exactly. She says it all began before him. He's tried very hard. The Republicans won't let him. The Republicans have been against any efforts to bring that gap together, and that she's for it.
800-348-2551. Mike is in Glens Falls. Mike?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I guess one of the things I am most disturbed at, it seems that facts and the truth in facts mean absolutely nothing in this campaign year. And we started out with Trump talking about Muslims dancing in New Jersey. And it seems the more this campaign has gone on, the more facts mean less. And I know Trump supporters aren't upset about it, but I am, because I think if you don't pay attention to them, it's too easy to make mistakes.
Yeah. Well, we do pay attention to them. I think that the press has been reporting them over and over again. The question is, who cares, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I find that disturbing.
Yeah. Well, me too. Me too.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling, Alan. We've got an email here from Jamie. Please tell me what the animosity against Secretary Clinton is based on. I have never seen such hate without any substantial fact to back it up. From Benghazi to Whitewater, we have endless allegations with no conclusions. I believe many people can only hate as long as they do not think of the reasons they claim to do so. And why do people say if a disaster takes place, we'll turn to Trump? Since when is not experience that we look for to for salvation? I'm sure I understand that line, but it is up to us to stop Trump's rhetoric from being baseless. But why such negatives with Hillary?
Well, I think it has to do with perception of character. You know, Brian, Roselle and I went to see the new film, Wiener, the other night. And it has so much to do with who these people are, who we consider them to be. You know, Bill Clinton, with all his fooling around, with all his messing around, and with all the stuff, was liked by people. It was their perception of his character that they could associate with, and they liked him, and they wanted him to stay in office. And as I say, he left as the most popular president in history at the time. That's extraordinary. But it has to do with, do we on any kind of basis like somebody else? You know, there are people who judge other people all the time. It happens. I see it all the time. And I think that's what it's all about. It is what we think of them as human beings.
This is Vox Pop on WAMC. Joe is in Orange County. Joe.
I have the perfect vice presidential candidate of color. She's a full-blown Cherokee Indian from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren.
Well, Joe, let me put it this way. Here's what happens. When you try to win a presidency, you look for voters in the middle. Elizabeth Warren had her chance. She could have declared. I certainly would have been supportive. But right now, she doesn't make a lot of sense. I think you got the right state. You got the wrong candidate. I think the right candidate, and I think the right candidate is not me. The right candidate is obviously Deval Patrick. He is of color. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. He was an excellent governor. He knew that he didn't want any more than he had. His problem is he's from Massachusetts, and it's next door to New York State. And
yeah, Alan, let me ask you this question I think this convention is going to be a hot mess. It just doesn't seem as though they're lining up well against Bernie and his people. And the big concern would be that Bernie's young people are going to be disenfranchised and disenfranchised too, and not want to come and vote in the mainstream election. And some of them, I think, will go to Donald Trump because he's an outsider. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you make a very good point, which is that you want to make sure that the people who have been alienated during the primary process are brought in. Jack Kennedy did it with Lyndon Johnson. And he probably won the presidency because he was smart enough to do it, even though obviously the Kennedy brothers really hated Johnson's guts. They did it because they wanted to win. And in this election, it's going to be about winning. It's going to be about winning the middle class. It's going to be about winning the people who are independents in order to get this presidency done. So does he reach out and look for a left candidate? Does she reach out and look for a left candidate? I don't know. I think if she does, she loses a lot in the middle.
Yeah. Alan, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for calling 800-348-2551. That's 800-348-2551. More calls in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Nine Pin Cider Works, serving New York hard ciders made from locally sourced apples. Tasting room open Wednesday through Sunday at 929 Broadway, downtown Albany. Be revolutionary. Consider the apple. NinePinCider.com. Cantix Construction, specializing in deep energy retrofits, passive house, zero energy homes, and historic restorations, serving Western Massachusetts for over 25 years. KentHicksConstruction.com. Watson & Associates, occupational hygiene and safety, providing comprehensive hygiene, safety services, and training for industrial, commercial, and governmental facilities. SafetyIsElementary.com. George Propane, Goshen, Massachusetts, family-owned and operated for over 75 years, serving Western Massachusetts with propane and full-service heating and plumbing installation services and deliveries. GeorgePropane.com. And Dr. Lucy Chapek, Latham, plastic surgeon dedicated to cosmetic surgery, laser treatments, and minimally invasive facial rejuvenation, offering summer treatments for teachers, a surgeon's hands, a woman's touch. C-A-P-E-K, plasticsurgery.com.
Presidential politics today on Vox Pop with our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. The number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. And our next caller,
Brian,
yes.
Here's a email from Mark who says, what about the idea of Hillary choosing Bernie as her vice presidential running mate? What a way to unite the Democrats. Yeah, unite the Democrats. And then what about the independents and the people on the right? I don't see it. Maybe so.
800. Ray in Great Barrington. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, I don't disagree. I mean, I don't agree with the earlier callers and with people in the DNC calling for Bernie to drop out. There are only a couple of weeks left till California, and there are 5 months left till the national race. I think also that both parties need to pay better heed to the outsiders in the race, the people who consider themselves disenfranchised. They need to get rid of this caucus system. They need to open it up to people and not coronate people before the primaries even start. It's no wonder why John Oliver said the other night that a lot of people feel like their vote really doesn't count. I think at the end of the day, people on the left need to unite behind Hillary because, you know, as somebody said, it's really about the Supreme Court more than anything else. But I think Hillary's got her issues with, you know, trust and everything like that. People don't like her vote on Iraq. People don't like the fact that she's riding on her husband's coattails. People don't like the idea of dynasty. And I know it worked for Bush and Bush too, but I think people want to get over that and they want something different. And the party thinking on both sides of the aisle is kind of, you know, people are sick of it. And I'll hang up.
Yep. Brian.
Yes.
My answer is yep. Yes, that's true.
What about
that's exactly right.
That question of dynasty? It didn't work for Jeb Bush.
No, it didn't. I think people had had enough of dynasty.
So is that a problem for Hillary Clinton?
It was real. Well, no, because she got the nomination. I think it may be somewhat of a problem. There may be some people. But look, you're going to have a race between a guy like Trump and a Hillary Clinton. And they're going to have people are going to have to make decisions. It's decision time now. Are they better off with Trump? Are they better off with Hillary? I think this election is going to be won or lost, depending on how strongly Hillary decides to go here. She's already being called names by Trump. He's already calling her husband a rapist. He's blaming her for his infidelity, and his surrogates are doing the same thing. So if she decides I'm going to play this by the Marcus the Queensberry rules and not get involved in name-calling, I think she loses. She's going to have to come out strong, and she's going to have to call it like it is. Otherwise, she'll lose.
Let's talk to Sean in Kinderhook. Sean.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to first say that I am a Bernie Sanders supporter. Unfortunately, it looks like Hillary may become the nominee. But I just want to say that I believe Hillary will wipe the floor with Mr. Trump, because Mr. Trump has seemed to, you know, upset the Muslims, the Mexicans, you know, the gay and lesbian community. They're generally liberal. Women are not happy with them. You know, the list goes on, but it seems like there's not enough straight, white, redneck men in this country that's going to vote him into office. And I'd like to hear what Alan thinks.
Well, Alan wants to ask you a question, which is,
yes, sir.
How do you explain the polls?
Well,
how do you explain the polls that are showing at 50-50? If what you say is true, and a lot of us think it should be true, how do you explain the polls?
Yeah, I know. You make a very good point there, Alan. I don't know. I mean,
Don't you think that the woman who called up before, I believe it was a woman, who said that her son's friends were coming over and talking about Trump, right. Don't you think that this is extraordinary?
It is very extraordinary, and you know, like was said before, I think what it is because they, you know, want to change, and everybody wants a change, but. You know, usually when there's a change, nothing ever really changes. And that's what I found out, and you know, throughout my life. Not that I'm that old. I'm only 43, but that's that.
You are a kid. You know. but you're right. You are right that this huge pushback in this country is now against the establishment. You see, that's what it is, that things don't change. So that's why both Sanders on his side and Trump on his side have been extraordinarily successful, because they are making the pitch that it will never change if you don't change the cast of characters.
Well, isn't that what Obama went on? Wasn't that his big thing? Change, correct?
Yes, and the beauty of Obama was that Obama was a blank slate. Anybody could project, mechanism of projection from your psychology course, into Obama anything they wanted. Everybody did, but nobody really knew. Now, the fact of the matter is, he's a very successful president. People really like him. Maybe that's because he's leaving now, but right now his polls are extraordinarily high.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
And I think in the case of Hillary, if you think about it, they think they know the product, which is why she's unpopular.
Yeah, go Bernie.
And Trump is, well, too late. And Trump is also very popular.
Well, thank you for calling, Sean, 800-348-2.
I want to change that, Brian.
Sure.
I want to change that. Unpopular. I want to say Trump is extraordinarily unpopular.
You know, we've mentioned these polls, Alan, Trump and Clinton 50-50, but what about the Electoral College? Who do you think is favored in that, if that was the poll?
Well, you know, the New York Times did an excellent series on this. They had four scenarios that they painted. I think it was the upshot. And scenario one, Hillary, on the basis of the Electoral College, wiped up the floor with Trump. Scenario two, Hillary wiped up the floor with Trump. Scenario three, Hillary wiped up the floor with Trump. Scenario four, Trump won. And you know why he won, according to them? He got more votes. And we don't really know who's going to turn out. Everybody, me included, thought that Trump was a joke in the beginning. But I quickly understood what the magnetism was to this sort of announced outsider who was really an insider, but an announced outsider. I think what's happening right now is that the negative, the negative staff, the staff that finds out the negatives, is all over the place looking for the vulnerabilities of Trump. And I think when it comes to women, his ex-wives, when it comes to the games he's played, when it comes to his bankruptcies, all that's going to be fair game in this election. So I think it'll probably mean something.
But isn't that already out there, all of that stuff? Pretty much. I mean, there may be some other bombshells lurking underneath, but a lot of that, the bankruptcies, the wives, etc., that's all been out there already. And it doesn't
that is,
seem,
has been,
it doesn't seem to hurt him that much.
Not yet. But there's going to be, the real question is, what is the level of the ammunition? What's the level of the smoking gun? And then also, Brian, how much people are concentrating? I don't think a lot of people have been concentrating up to now. We know that they're angry, that they feel that they've been, that they have been forgotten. But I think when it comes down to understanding what some of these things are, when he was talking the other day, Trump, about the debt, and how he's played with debt for years. And he doesn't pay full price. Remember, he got himself into real trouble on that one because many of us pay our full taxes. And he was saying, you know, we don't have to pay the national debt off. We can make arrangements. Well, that sent shock rays around the world, and he quickly walked back on that one. So I think it's going to be a very interesting election.
Alan, earlier a caller said it's all about the Supreme Court, at least as far as Democrats are concerned. Do you agree? Isn't the economy, terrorism, health care really dominant above the next nominee for the Supreme Court?
I find, Brian, that when I talk to people about Trump versus Hillary, and a Bernie supporter will say, I'm going to vote for Trump. And I say, what about the Supreme Court? And they'll say, well, you got me there. Now, I thought that Trump was going to come out with a list of Supreme Court nominees, which would actually favor the liberal side. But he was so intent on getting his Republican House in order that he came out and he announced a bunch of conservatives. I thought that was a tactical mistake, but who am I to tell him what's a tactical mistake? Because once he says that, then everybody who has had trouble with it, Citizens United or any of these abortion rulings or any of this stuff like that, or are going to be offended. So I think the Supreme Court becomes something that's very interesting because it's easy to understand, and I think it is a hell of an argument.
Noreen is in Clifton Park. Go ahead, Noreen.
Hi there. I have two comments, and I'll keep them brief. First of all, I am not an ardent Hillary supporter, but the more they try to trash her because of her husband's infidelity, the stronger I feel about her candidacy, and I think especially a lot of women will feel sympathy for her being trashed over her husband's misconduct. And after all, she has struggled to get where she is, and she's still standing. The other comment I want to make has to do with Jimmy Carter calling out racism. When Barack Obama's term began in presidency many years ago, at first, I took the Republicans' criticism of him, I mean through Mitchell McConnell, as trying to look at it objectively. But over time, it doesn't matter what that man has done. Everything has been criticism of him. And I think yet he's going to be honored as one of the most historically significant presidents, and not just because of his race. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much for calling.
I agree.
800-348-2551. Ross is in Hyde Park. Ross?
Yeah, hi. I have just a thought about whether or not the Democratic Party is going to come together. 8 years ago, there were 60% of Hillary supporters said that they were Barack Obama. 40% said no way. This year, 80% of Sanders supporters said they would vote for Hillary. 20% said no way. And the reason they came around in 2008, I think, is because Hillary was so ardent in support of Obama during the fall. Well, Bernie has said some stuff the last day or two. It makes me think that he is really coming around to understanding that he's lost the thing and that he feels he's being treated right. His people are being given a major number of seats on the committee for the platform at the convention. And he said in a very nice manner. He said he is very pleased with the way things are going with the brands for the message. So I think letting his supporters vote for him in California is very important for them to have closure. Hillary went the full distance. I think it's going to hurt. And I think that when Barack Obama gets out there and Biden gets out there, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, if he does what he says he's going to do, and they start campaigning for Hillary, that I think things are going to be a bit different than they are now.
Okay, thank you, Ross. Ross was breaking up a bit, Alan, but any thoughts on that?
No, I think if Bernie does what a lot of people expect him to do, which is to vigorously support Hillary, the Democrats have a very good chance of winning. I think there are many people who are in touch with me all the time saying they'll never vote for that woman no matter what. I don't believe them. I think this is too important an election to just simply say, I don't care what happens to the people who need health care, to the people who need economic help, to those people who can't afford groceries or housing. I think those are the people who have to get out and vote, and if they don't, the Democrats will lose.
John and Slingerlands. John.
Yes, thank you. My concern is Hillary's reputation. I think that if you tell a lie often enough, people will listen to it, and I think that the yep. Internet and everything is so loaded against her, and the Republicans have been so hard on her. And you see it all the time. So, you know, I think it's a sexist thing, and I think it's a perception, as Alan has mentioned. I just feel that she's getting a raw deal, and I hope, I really believe that if she got elected, she would be a very, very strong president. That's it.
Alan?
Okay. I think our callers say it like they think it. And I certainly don't need to comment on anything anybody says, because especially if I agree with it.
The next caller is Shannon in Oneonta. Shannon.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make two quick comments about prior callers. Though it's quite subjective data, I am in a social circle of young Bernie supporters. And I think the consensus really is that any Democrat over Trump is better than nothing. And, yes, we are Bernie supporters. We do have Hillary supporters, too. But I think we see Trump as a move towards things falling apart. And so the tendency is that even though, yes, we'd like to see Bernie keep pulling her more towards the left, that in the end, like Alan suggested, there's more significant things on the line and that we will indeed go in and vote Democrat in the elections. On the other aspect I wanted to touch on... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Let me ask a question. Did you go to college?
I did. I just finished my master's in social work. I graduated yesterday.
Well, that tells us a lot. Those are the people you hang around with. I don't think that the young people who are opposed to Hillary are going to be, you're going to prove to be in your group. Putting it that way, I think that they're much more concerned. Will there be a job? Will there be manufacturing? Will there be? Are they just angry? And I think that you speak, I'm sure, the truth about the people you know. But I don't think that's the group that we're looking at.
Well, I think I own a daycare for low income based families or families that have
sure.
different or varying concerns. And a lot of those families do talk to me about their concerns, and we talk about politics. And I think even interlying with those families, even some that suggest that they are listening to Trump and what he has to say, that you're right, it does lie in that anger and frustration of what can we do differently. And I think that's really what Trump taps well in that population, and that Hillary is going to have a difficult time appealing to those concerns and frustrations. But another caller had mentioned how, Hillary is riding the coattails of her husband. And I kind of took a little bit of offense to that, not even being a Hillary supporter overall, but that, any woman shouldn't have to go through that to prove what she's been capable of and what she has been doing overall for, our community, New York State, the country. She has her own accolades, and she should be allowed to stand by them. And it's unfortunate because I mostly hear this out of the mouths of young white men who have educational backgrounds when they suggest that she's riding her husband's coattails, given the fact this man also cheated on her and you know, had all this scandal. Why would she want to do that? Why is she running, riding his coattails? Okay, you know what I'm saying? It's a view that needs to be contrasted. And unfortunately, it all reverts back to what she didn't do as a wife well.
All right,
and
Shannon,
it's unfortunate.
I'm sorry we're just out of time, but we've got to say goodbye. Thank you very much for calling, and thank you, Alan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brian.
And thanks again for joining us today on Vox Pop. Support for WAMC comes from 80 George Construction for over 25 years, serving the Pioneer Valley's residential construction needs, remodeling, additions, kitchens, bathrooms, porches, home office space, and more, from the design and planning to its completion. 413-256-7652. George Heigl, Cowan's representative, specializing in evaluating, marketing, buying, and selling of jewelry, fine art, historic firearms, American Indian art, and more. 518-396-7974. The Department of Theater Arts at SUNY New Paltz, an undergraduate theater program in liberal arts with concentrations in design and technology, theater studies and performance, newpaltz.edu/theater. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses. NBTBank.com. The Book Show next on WAMC.